Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy. We've talked about Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 and 25, and today we're going to go on into verse 26. It says, "And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined." This verse begins after the 62 weeks. This is speaking of after 62 weeks. Remember, the 62 weeks is referring to the silent years that preceded Messiah the Prince. This was from 409 BC until his baptism in 26 AD. In 26 AD, Jesus began his ministry as Messiah the Prince. Now, who did Jesus come to minister to? In Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, Jesus said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." So in Matthew 15, Jesus is plainly stating that he was only sent to the Jews, the house of Israel. This is because he was continuing the 490-year ministry to the Jews. So after 62 weeks, or 434 silent years, with a total now of 483 years, or 69 weeks elapsed, Jesus was continuing the ministry to the Jews. How long did he minister to them? He ministered to them for 3.5 years until he died on the cross. Now the word "after" here is important to note. It does not mean "at." It means following or afterwards in time. Thus, verse 26 is saying that following or after the 62 weeks in time, Messiah shall be cut off, not at. The word "cut off" refers to his crucifixion when he died on the cross. When was Jesus cut off on the cross? It was after 3.5 years of ministry to the Jews. This means that Jesus was not cut off at the 69-week mark. He ministered to the Jews for 3.5 years. A week is a 7-year period, so 3.5 years is 1/2 of a week. That means 69.5 weeks of the 70 weeks have expired. There's only 1/2 week left. The 3.5-year period can be confirmed in two ways. First, we can clearly see that Jesus ministered for a period of 3.5 years by observing the Passovers that he attended, which are spoken of in the Gospel of John. In John chapter 2, verse 13 and 23, it says the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to the Passover. Verse 23 goes on and says, "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did." Now John 6, verse 1 to 4 says, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh." This is the second Passover, would have been the next year. Then in John 13:1 it says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end." Here it's talking about the third Passover, which is the time when Jesus was going to the cross. So Jesus experienced 3 Passovers in his 3.5 years of ministry. A second verification of his 3.5-year ministry is found in Luke chapter 13. In Luke 13, verse 6-9, Jesus spoke a parable, and he said, "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he to the dresser of his vineyard, 'Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it to the ground?' And he answering said unto him, 'Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down.'" This parable is about his ministry to the fig tree nation. In the parable, the certain man sought fruit on the fig tree, didn't find any. He said to the vine dresser that he came seeking fruit on the fig tree for 3 years, and he found none. And he suggested cutting it down. And the vine dresser said, "Leave it alone for 1 more year, and if it did not bring forth fruit, then it would be cut down." The fig tree in Scripture is a type of Israel. The 3 years are the first 3 years of Jesus' ministry to the Jews. The Gospels make it clear that the Jews brought forth no fruit from the ministry of Jesus. And according to the parable, the tree would be cut down in the fourth year if it did not bring forth fruit. Because they did not receive the ministry of Jesus as the Messiah, they were cut off, and judgment was decreed to them. Part of the judgment was the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD. A further part of their judgment is that they have been a people who have been dispersed throughout the earth because of their disobedience and rebellion. Proof that the fig tree is the Jews is clear from Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 1 to 10. Let's look at several of these verses from verse 1 through 10. In verse 1, it says, "The Lord showed me two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord." In verse 2, one basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs that could not be eaten, they were so bad. And said the Lord unto me, "What seest thou, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs, the good figs, very good, and the evil, very evil, that cannot be eaten, they are so evil." Then in verse 5, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good." Then verse 8 through 10 says, "As the evil figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so evil. And I will deliver them to be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse, in all places whither I shall drive them. And I will send the sword, the famine, the pestilence among them, till they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers." So Jeremiah 24 is speaking of the two baskets of fig. The good basket were the Jews from Judah, which were the two southern tribes who were carried away into Babylon for their good. The evil basket were the Jews from Israel, the 10 northern tribes, who were so evil that they dispersed throughout the earth, suffering hurt, reproach, curses, sword, famine, and pestilence. Clearly, the fig tree represents the Jews. Because of the Jews' rejection of the gospel, after 3 years of ministry, Jesus showed the disciples what would happen to the Jews in Mark chapter 11, a few days before he would go to the cross. In Mark chapter 11, we see in verse 13, 14, and verse 20 and 21, it says, "Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." In verse 20, "In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away." His cursing the fig tree at the roots, never to bear fruit again, was symbolic of the Jews and the punishment that was to come upon them for their rejection of the Messiah. Luke 3, verse 8 and 9 further declares their fate. It says in verse 8, "Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree therefore which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." The Jews were expected to bring forth fruits showing true repentance. If they would not repent and bring forth fruit, they would be cut down and cast into the fire. Jesus came to minister to the Jews, and he did it for 3.5 years. He experienced 3 Passovers, showing his ministry lasted the 3.5 years, but because of no repentance, evidenced by no fruit, the Jews were to be cut down and their punishment was set for rejecting the Messiah. The 3.5 years is the first half of the 70th week. This means that there's only 1/2 week left for God's decreed and determined dealings with the Jews and Jerusalem. Daniel 9:26 continues by stating that the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. Jesus was cut off through his death on the cross for the sins of the people. We see this in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53:8 says, "For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken." Verse 26 goes on to declare that the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. That's exactly what happened in 70 AD when Jerusalem and the temple were destroyed. The people of the prince that shall come was the Roman army of Prince Titus. They came and they destroyed the city and the sanctuary in fulfillment of the prophecy. Jesus prophesied that this was going to happen in Luke. In Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 44, it says, "And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. In Luke 21, verse 20 to 24, he says, when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So here in Luke 19, Jesus is weeping over Jerusalem because of the judgment that is about to come to him. The Jews did not know the time of his visitation. They did not understand that the 483 years had elapsed and Messiah the Prince had come, and that, of course, was Jesus. In Luke 21, he warned them that when they saw Jerusalem compassed with armies, know that the desolation is nigh. The desolation was the day of vengeance and punishment that was to come upon the Jews for rejecting the Messiah and continuing their sacrifices in the temple. Historically, prior to the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, the Jews and the Romans were having much contention between themselves. In 64 AD, the Roman procurator, Florus, confiscated the temple treasures. In 66 AD, the Jews revolted against the Romans. In response, the Roman army under Prince Vespasian besieged Jerusalem in 66 AD. However, news of the death of Nero caused Prince Vespasian to withdraw his armies and return to Rome for a time. Because of the prophecy of Jesus in Luke 21, verse 20 to 24, Christians understood that the Roman army encompassing Jerusalem was a sign to them that the desolation of Jerusalem and the temple was near. Over a million Christians fled the city to escape the coming desolation. That's according to Josephus, the historian. 4 years later, in 70 AD, Prince Titus came with a Roman army to capture the city, and Prince Titus commanded the Roman army to not destroy the temple. However, when the Roman army saw the evil that the Jewish leaders had done to the people, and even eating the flesh of their sons and daughters, the soldiers set the temple on fire and destroyed it. Just as Jesus had prophesied, there was not one stone left unturned in the temple. And Josephus confirmed in his writings that there was a madness on the Jews that caused them to slaughter each other, including eating their own children. Over 1 million Jews were killed and over 97,000 taken captive as slaves, just as Jesus had prophesied in Luke 21, verse 24. Just as Daniel prophesied, the end of the siege was with a great flood of soldiers who desolated the city, the sanctuary, and the Jewish people. This was a determined, decreed desolation as spoken of in verse 26. This desolation was because the Jews rejected the Messiah and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. His sacrifice was the final sacrifice of the Old Testament. Jesus was made sin on the cross. He accomplished the redemption, reconciling man unto God. And when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. This was done supernaturally by God. The presence of God left the Old Testament temple because the final sacrifice had been made by Jesus Christ. Because the Jews rejected his sacrifice and continued with their Old Testament sacrifices after his resurrection, a judgment of desolation was determined. The number 40 in the Word of God is a number of probation, which will end with either mercy or judgment. The children of Israel were tested under probation in the wilderness for 40 years. Because they did not pass God's test and obey him, they died in the wilderness and did not enter the promised land. Jesus died in 30 AD, which was 3.5 years after he was baptized in 26 AD. From 30 AD to 70 AD was 40 years. After 40 years had elapsed, the determined desolation came upon Jerusalem, the temple, and the Jews in 70 AD. This fulfilled the prophecy in verse 26. In the next broadcast, we're going to be talking about verse 27. As I close the program today, I have a book on this subject called Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, available for $6, postage paid. If you'd like to get it, please give us a call at 602-279-5212. Again, the book, Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, $6, postage paid, 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.